94.7 KMCH. Here we are on a Tuesday, Election Day 22, at 8:09. Guest of the Day segment brought to you by Bill Thomas. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the boy I want to be when I grow up. Dennis Lyons is here. How are you, good sir?
I'm doing good.
You got your nice blue shirt on. You got your Knights of Columbus hat on. We must be talking about something with Knights of Columbus today.
Yes, on this Saturday, November 12th, we're having our fish fry from 4:30 till 7, and it's to help with the building of the two new schoolrooms and also other additions in the school at St. Mary's.
Yeah. Well, and you got somebody sitting next to you that's making his KMCH debut. Introduce this gentleman, if you'd be so kind.
I will let him introduce himself.
All right. This is Brett Logan on the St. Mary's School Board.
Okay.
This year, so.
Gotcha. Well, welcome on in. Glad to have you along with us. Let's talk a bit about the project, what's going on and what this is funding. Then we'll talk about how you're funding it with the fish fry on Saturday.
You bet. So as Dennis mentioned, we're fundraising for a two-classroom addition to the school. It started, if you've been by. There's some excavation work there. We're also trying to fundraise for HVAC renovation for the old part of the school. It's pretty old and needs to get replaced. And then add some parking, and then if we can increase the endowment, that would be great.
How long has the school been standing now?
The original building is nearly 80 years old,
I believe. Wow.
And then we added on in the early 90s another couple rooms, so now we're going to do it again.
Gotcha. And it should point out, this is not a public school, so you need endowments and you need stuff like this because
right.
You don't have the taxing and the bonds like normal would be.
Absolutely, yeah. So the support for this is critical, and we thank all the donors so far. We're a little ways down the road so far, but we've got a ways to go yet. So.
Now, if enough money is donated, can we have an official Dennis Lyons bathroom? Would that be possible?
Maybe
even at least a urinal or something. You know, what would it take to make that happen?
I will talk to the contractor, see what we can do.
Let me turn back over to you, Dennis. Talk about the event Saturday. You mentioned it's going on Saturday. What time can people get there? What's going to be on the menu? And this is a thing that Knights of Columbus are known for when it comes to fish fries and everything.
Yeah, we're going to start at 4:30, and we thought we would change it up just a little bit from our normal fish fry. Besides the fried fish, we also have baked fish, which has always been very popular. But to attract more kids, students, we're going to have chicken nuggets and macaroni and cheese also.
Ah, yeah, there you go.
And we thought that would just bring in more of the younger people, and hopefully that works. So,
tell me a little bit about the cost. Is this a free will donation, or is it per plate, or how's that work?
This time we're going to it's $15 for adults and $10 for the students.
And going on at the parish center proper right here in town.
That is correct.
So, gotcha. Yes. What kind of prep work goes into that? You got guys already cutting fish and breading fish now? Or
They'll start working on that Friday afternoon, getting everything all ready. Dennis Shearbring is making sure he gets everything
all around. The Batman to your Robin normally comes in. Where's he at today?
He thought he had to work. It's the way he is.
Just remember that next time he wants to come visit. No, I'm kidding, of course. But a lot of work goes into this, and 4:30 is when it kind of kicks off. Is it a dine-in? Is it a drive-through? Is it a carry-out? How does that all work?
Well, it's a dine-in and carry-out.
Okay.
The last couple years, it was a drive-through, and it was very cold a few days. So, but this should work out much better. But if people want to take a carry-out, they just come through the regular line, and we'll have plenty of people there, we hope, to help carry out. You know, if somebody comes in and wants 10, 12 of them, we'll get people there to help them carry them out.
There you go. And so, again, not drive-through this year. You either come get it and eat or come get it and get.
Right. That is correct.
Gotcha. What's your goal? How much are you guys hoping to donate to St. Mary's, the school?
We hope to get it $5,000 or more.
Okay.
That's what we're really hoping for. I know whenever you do any events nowadays, there's other things going on, too.
Mm-hmm.
We hate stepping on other toes, but it's the way it is.
Yeah, so it's the way the calendar works out.
That's right.
Brett, I'm going to turn back to you. This project, how long is it? You mentioned excavation's already begun and everything. Mm-hmm. Kind of give me a timeline of what your guys' goal is.
We need this school open for next school year.
Okay.
So we've got it started already. They're going to do some concrete work and then get started with the walls and hopefully get some more stuff done this summer when the kids aren't around so they can really make a mess and have it ready to go for kids walking in the fall of 23.
There you go. And that, of course, takes money. So.
And time, yes.
So there you go. If somebody, let's say, can't make it to the fish fry this Saturday, but they want to help out, is there a way they can do that?
Absolutely. You can contact me personally. If you have my contact, you can contact St. Mary's Church at the office there, and they have all the forms available if you want to support the project. We can pretty much accommodate any way you would like to help, we'd appreciate it.
There you go. All right, Dennis, I'm going to turn back to you one final time. Remind us the when, the where, and the how much, if you'd be so kind.
It is this Saturday, November 12th, from 4:30 to 7 at the St. Mary's Parish Center.
Here's a guy who's voted already. He's got his sticker on because he knows they're doing free beer at the brewery today if you wear your I voted sticker.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I thought that's why you went so early. He's going to try to do it twice. Just what? No, I'm kidding, of course. But Brett, again, give us contact. If somebody wants to know about the project, wants to donate, can't make it, I want to make sure people have a way of getting a hold of you.
St. Mary's School Parish Cluster Office, or you can contact me at phone number, email.
Just do parish. You don't want random people calling
that's
you. No, you don't. Then you have people like Dennis calling you all
that's
the time.
True. Well, he's got my number now.
And Dennis, 4:30 Saturday at St. Mary's. Be there, be square.
That is correct.
And how late do you think this thing is going to go?
It will probably not get over with until about 8.
Okay,
but hopefully we run out of fish.
Yes, that's the goal. Yes. If not, you'll see somebody out there on the bridge.
Yeah, that's right.
With a net and line and a cast going. So, fellas, I appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in. We want to send a ton of people your way this Saturday. Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Justin.
Yep, you betcha. It. You're going to see their smiling faces online here shortly at KMCH.com.
Who?
The Manchester Lions Club.
What?
There's